We're on FM 104.6. This is Vectis Radio. And I'm pleased to be able to say that the technology won't let us down, because we're just about to chat with Toby Wallace, who is, I'm guessing you're a Samaritan, but you've got a proper title there, Toby, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I mean, first and foremost, yes, I am a Samaritan's volunteer. But yes, I have a role title. I'm officially called something like, I think it's Deputy Director of Outreach, but I prefer to just be thought of as Toby, a volunteer.
Well, that makes it a hell of a lot easier than remembering your title. You got in touch because you want to tell us about an emergency appeal. And we have kind of, you know, chatted about it, and it really is an emergency, because what you do, the amazing work that you and your colleagues do, we need to make sure that this appeal gets out there and really gets the ball rolling. So tell us about the appeal.
Yes, well, a little bit of background. I mean, Samaritans nationally, we run this phone service, and we're open 24 hours a day, round the clock. And the Isle of Wight, we are a branch of the overall organisation, and we hold our part, we play our part, and we have normally about 70 active volunteers from the island, and we're taking phone calls nationally, and we're also working with people locally. The difficulty we have is that obviously the coronavirus crisis has affected us. We have two main sources of income as a branch. One is our Samaritan's shop, which is open throughout the year in Lugley Street in Newport. Some of your listeners might actually be familiar with the place. It's very popular. But of course, that's had to close. And so sort of overnight, our income from that has stopped. The only other source of income we have during the year, or the only other major source of income we have, is that we do an annual Solent swim, sponsored swim for people. Well, of course, as you can imagine, that is also under threat now, because people are unable to do the practicing and exercise that they require in order to be able to complete the swim, and indeed to complete the swim safely. Also, there's a lot of people involved in mounting the swim. We get help and assistance from the lifeboat people and all sorts of people, and they are also all sort of under pressure. So the upshot of all that is that pretty much overnight, Samaritans, Isle of Wight Samaritans sources of income have just collapsed. I'd like to emphasize that we are actually all volunteers. So the people who take the calls are not paid. But of course, we have a branch which we need, because that's where the phones are, and they're connected up with the national system. And that, obviously, as any building does, requires payments. It requires, we have electricity bills. Of course, we have telephone bills to pay, and all that sort of stuff. So to run our branch, to keep the office open so that our volunteers can use it, costs around about £100 to £125 a day throughout the year. And we obviously have got some financial cushion, but as you can imagine, at that speed, our resources will dwindle fairly rapidly. And the one thing we really don't want to do is to have to curtail our phone calls, our phone support. Obviously, as probably your listeners know, Samaritans provide round-the-clock phone support to anybody who is having emotional difficulties, or maybe extending sometimes as far as suicidal thoughts. And as you can imagine, the current situation is, of course, causing a lot more upset and disturbance from people. Nationally, we've also just opened a new service which is providing phone support specifically for frontline national health workers at the moment. That is separately funded, so it doesn't impact on us as Isle of Wight Samaritans, but nonetheless, we are really trying to keep our commitment up. Of course, inevitably some of our volunteers are some of us are over the age of 70. Some of us have underlying health conditions, or our friend or our partners do, and so there is an increasing number of volunteers who are actually unable to man our staff phones and take calls. And so we are really in a situation where we've got essentially no money, we've got fewer volunteers, and we've got an increasing number of callers who need support from us more than ever. And that is really why we have launched this emergency appeal, to ask anybody who is able to help us and feels the wish to do so should make a contribution to our emergency fund.
Crikey, this coronavirus has got such a lot to answer for. I mean, you guys work hard anyway, and it's an amazing service. And to be under this amount of pressure is just an incredible thing. And you just wonder, well, how did this happen? How did we get here? But let's deal with the facts. £125 a day, and you need some funds. So. Yes. If, just say, for instance, you know, we've got funds, and I know that there are lots of people that are doing all sorts of crazy things online, singing, tricks, all kinds of things, and people are raising so much money. So we need to get some funds to the Samaritans, purely and simply because at this time, when there will be a lot of people that will be, you know, caving in, if you like, and needing to speak to somebody, we need to keep you guys going. So how do we give money? How do we pledge some cash?
Well, thank you. That's very kind. We've set up an emergency appeal on a Virgin Money Giving website, and people can go there and visit it and see more details about our appeal. And also, we've set out some suggestions of amounts of money they might be able to donate. For example, a £5 donation should pretty much cover a phone call with a needy caller who's in emotional distress. And right up at the other end, we reckon that actually probably like £100 a day will probably cover us at the moment to keep the keep the branch open for a whole day. So there are various different suggested amounts, but of course you can donate as much or as little as you feel able to do. I've set up a short website address so that I don't have to give you a huge long address for people to forget. My surname is Wallace, and so the website address for you to go to Virgin Money Giving is www, which is how they all start, with a dot, and then Wallace, which is wal.is, and then /emergency. So it's www.wal.is/emergency. And then you can read all about the appeal. And if you're able to and wish to, then you can make a donation and leave a message.
All right. Well, look, if there's anybody out there listening to this that have ever used the Samaritans or know somebody that has made the call and, it's helped them, then now is the time to sort of put something back in. Now is the time to make a donation during this time of COVID-19. We really do need somebody to make a donation. So, sorry, Toby, just give me that address one more time.
Yes, one more time. It's www.wal.is, and then there's a /, and it's emergency. And I'd just like to say that, you know, for anything that anybody is able to donate, we will be most grateful. And not only will we be grateful, but all of your money will go towards supporting our own volunteers to support taking calls from our callers. So people who are in difficulties, emotional difficulties, and having trouble with any number of problems arising out of this COVID virus thing, we'll be able to get in touch with us 24 hours a day.
Brilliant. And when this is all over, Toby, I'm going to come and see you in your shop in Newport, and we'll talk about a free advertising package for the shop so that we can continue in the future. Because to be quite honest, it's something we should have been doing anyway for you. So we should do that when all this is over and meet up and maybe have a coffee.
Oh, that'd be super. Yes, that'd be very kind of you. It's a funny thing, Samaritans. We are very confidential as a service, and over the past years, decades indeed, there has been a certain confusion between confidentiality and secrecy. So we haven't really been out there and explaining what we do to people. Those days are now past, and I'm very keen and happy to talk to anybody about what we do and how we do it.
Fantastic. Just before you go, how are you managing to, you know, because obviously people are still calling, people are still needing assistance. So how are you managing to do that?
Well, we have our volunteers who are superb people, actually, because they are going in, driving into the branch, our branch office, which is next to the fire station in Newport. And we have a telephone system which is computerized, and it goes to, we have a total of 201 branches in the United Kingdom and Ireland, and every call that is made to our national phone number is automatically entered into that system so that it's routed to the first possible volunteer who is available to talk to them. For your interest, and for our callers' interest, the national phone number to ring if you are in need of support, or you just want to talk to somebody, is 116 123, and that will automatically get you through to a caller. Our volunteers are wonderful, because in spite of the lockdown, we've got special status allowing us to go to our branch and take these calls, and the people who are actually still able to volunteer are all being extremely brave and extremely noble and actually carrying on taking the calls.
I got a pen and I got 116, that's all I got.
Sorry, 116 123.
123, that's easy enough to remember.
It's all you have to dial. It's a free call, and indeed it doesn't even appear, if you've got an itemised phone bill, the number won't even appear on that.
Fantastic. Just one more thing before you go. I know Bob Seeley has welcomed the news that the government support for charities affected by the coronavirus lockdown, including for smaller organisations as well. Does that affect you in any way? Are you getting support at all?
Well, because we're a branch of a national organisation, our central office are the people who will be talking to government about these sort of grants and so on. And what that, the way that will work is that our central office people will negotiate with government and find out what support is available, and according to how much there is made available and other internal factors, the any additional funding will be distributed to our branches. But at the moment, nobody has any idea how much that money is going to be, and of course, when it will arrive. And unfortunately, things like council tax have to be paid immediately. Yeah, sure. We are also, as a branch, we are talking to local potential funders as well. So it's not just our public appeal, but really, it looks as though we're going to need every penny we can get.
Well, good luck with that, and I really hope that you know, this interview, and we'll podcast it and we'll put it on Facebook, has a positive outcome. Thank you very much for joining us today, and hopefully in the coming weeks, possibly months, we'll get you live in the studio, and we can talk about better times.
Yes, that'd be that'd be great. And thank you very much for giving the opportunity to talk to people about this. And if anybody is able to help us, well, you have our heartfelt thanks and the thanks of all our callers who desperately need our support.
Thank you, Toby.
It's a pleasure.